Yesterday, we talked about the event in which the entirety of the office was invited to, except for the three of us, including Homer, who's going to be joining us at 4:15. He was invited. He showed up last night, as did Ben Brust, who is not invited, even though he tried to convince himself yesterday that he was actually invited. Ben Brust, when you showed up, did you feel invited?
Absolutely not. I immediately, when I was greeted by the person who invited me, that person laughed in my face and said, "You're never going to believe it." Shut up, Josh. I can already hear
you. What do you mean they said, "You're never going to believe it"?
Well, I went to go look at my name tag and they go, "You're not going to find it." Because my name was not on the name tag board with all the other names out there. I was a guest of. A guest
no.
of, yes.
They gave you a name tag that said guest of another person?
So, all of my dreams, or not dreams, what do I want to say here?
Hopes.
All of my hopes were wrong. I wasn't welcomed. The person who did not invite us, who I believed knew I was coming, did not get me my own name tag. So now I feel targeted. I feel targeted, Greg. Targeted.
I mean, there's nothing more insulting than having a guest of name tag. Like, when you go to a wedding and you are a plus one, they
still
have
give you your name.
It doesn't mean that you were individually invited, but you still have the name. So you think that when you're registered as a plus one, the person who did not invite any of us, intentionally did not invite any of us, you think that they looked at the list and said, "You know what? I'm going to keep Ben as a guest of another person."
110%.
Wow.
He
what
had
did you
control
of this person.
I don't know. I don't know. I got to go back into the history books to go through text messages. I'll go through past conversations.
I just want to let you know, I left early when I saw you. I'm not coming to a place where people just can come. Anybody can come. There's no standard here.
Hey,
I'm out of here.
Hey, we're talking to you at 4:15. Get out of here.
We will be joined by Homer of Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee at 4:15. But you were the imposter. You were a guest of in that sense.
Now, if I could spin this for a positive, if I may. May I?
You can do your best.
All right. So when I went to go fill out my name tag, before I started writing, one of the great hostesses of the event goes, "Are you Ben Brust?" "Oh my gosh, I'm a Badger fan.
Cool.
I love you. My husband loves
cool.
you. Let's get a picture." So I'm taking pictures, shaking hands, kissing babies, and I was just a guest of. So you know what? I don't care. Because guess what? The CEO of the event as well had me take a picture with her nephew. So I was just shaking hands, kissing babies, having a great time. I also made it into the Milwaukee Business Journal. I got a picture in the Milwaukee Business Journal. So although I was a guest of, I was a hell of a guest of, Greg.
You had a little more leg to stand on until you got into, like, you know when you can tell someone's going into a desperation mode? Once you hit the, "And I got my picture in the Milwaukee Business Journal," that was like everyone started to feel bad for you at that moment.
And I think the cameraman did too, because he didn't even tell me to smile. He caught me in like a walking pose.
You think maybe
I'm a little blurry.
You think maybe the person who didn't invite you sent the camera guy over for sabotage?
I wouldn't put it past this person, considering I'm a guest of. I wasn't invited, and I went, and I didn't hold my ground in solidarity of the Scalzo and Brust family and for you guys. So here I am today, trying to still convince myself of any positive of the thing that I was not actually invited to.
800-990-3776. If you're not invited to an event, but are invited as a plus one, and you show up and get a name tag that said guest of blank, is that the most insulting thing that can happen to you at an event when you're crashing it? 800-990-3776. Nice, quick, easy, concise question for you to answer. 800-990-3776.
Put on the poll, Josh.
So, like, that happens. You show up, and that's the case. And I'm guessing that our team that was all there, because everyone got invited but us, was a buzz with your presence.
Yeah. Everyone did enjoy heading to the event, listening to the show. And there were some teammates who told our teammate who did not invite us to turn on the show. So he got to hear us talk about not getting invited. So he's well aware that we are
exiled. And did you say
anything,
or did you just let him put you in his pocket.
No, we didn't really have any conversations.
Okay. Did you avoid each other?
No, I would have gladly talked to him. I felt like I had a bunch of people that wanted to talk to me, so I was going to talk to the people that wanted to talk to me.
That big Benny celebrity status.
Little, not even that. I mean, it was just our teammates that were around as well.
And your admirers, the one of the pictures. Like, it's a cool thing.
No, it was
like,
a very cool thing.
I'm not even being crass here. Like, when I'm with you at events, usually get a few stop-bys.
Who would have thought that, you know, inviting me maybe could have been a good thing to, you know, maybe bring me around and introduce me to people, but I guess not. I guess I'm on the outs next event. Oh, you're definitely out.
What do you mean?
You're not getting it. None of us are getting invited to anything ever again.
Good. I got invited to a different event last night, and they enjoyed my donation. This event didn't get any donation.
Oh, that's sad.
What I mean? It is sad.
Yeah.
I like to support great causes.
And it was a good cause. Community. Really good cause.
They're all great causes, yes. 800-990-3776. 608 chimes in and says, you're not crashing. You're a plus one, also known as a guest. If you are picking up a name tag that says guest of blank to an event,
you're not
crashing.
Plus one.
You're not a true plus one.
Like I'm a guest of somebody. Like I'm not even a person at that point. Like I'm not
you're
even
not
me.
Your own person.
No,
you're an extension of somebody else.
I am not me. I am no longer Ben Brust. I am that person's guest. And that is who I have to be the entire night.
How is the open bar?
Not even liquor.
800-990-3776. Can you call it an open bar if it's just beer and wine?
No. No.
It's free beer and wine. There's a term for it.
Put on the poll. I actually think that one is pullable. The first one I didn't want to pull.
I think the first one was really pullable. that's not an open bar. That is free beer and wine. And so did you go with the free? And I'm interested because like when you go to an event and it's just beer and wine and you have to pay for liquor, do you pay for the liquor or do you just enjoy what's free and what's given?
I enjoyed two glasses of wine before I went over to a bar that was in the same area and purchased a nice cocktail for myself. So I rode the free wave. For a little bit. I don't want to drink three glasses of wine. I don't even want two glasses of wine at an event. I'm a post-dinner, late-dinner glass of wine guy. Who am I walking around an event? I was a guest of somebody. I was not being me yesterday. I went for wine. Greg, when's the last time I was at an event with wine?
Yeah, the only time I see you drinking wine is when you request a red blend from a sommelier at a nice steak dinner,
Which could be tonight.
Which could be tonight, yes. If you request a red blend,
will you let me pick the wine tonight?
I will let you pick the wine tonight. Yes.
Greg and I have dinner plans. It's not just us. I swear, we have two friends.
We always split a nice bottle of red wine.
Look at each other in the eyes like we do right now during this radio show,
exactly.
Just on a Friday night.
Yep, share a nice plate of spaghetti like they do on Lady and the Tramp. Don't make that sound. Max chimes in 800-990-3776. I think it'd be better if they put Ben Brust - guest of blank. It wouldn't be.
No.
Because then it would at least give Ben an identity as opposed to only having his identity defined by somebody else.
My name was not a part of my name tag. I no longer existed as I was walking through that event.
TJ from the road says, hopefully you expense the liquor. If you bought some, charge it back to the company.
Oh, actually, I think I can do that.
I don't know. I might flag that one. Man, am I gonna have to rifle through expenses from last night from our team to see who's putting expenses on there for this event that we weren't invited
to? That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is I didn't even think twice. I didn't even keep the receipt. Didn't get it itemized. I just thought I was getting a drink.
Have we? So, do we think our behavior the past 2 days has now sealed our deal of never getting invited to anything?
No, I think you should probably invite us or we'll do this again and make fun of you.
I think this is a pretty limited situation where one person chose not to invite us as opposed to most people who would have invited us in this office.
We're invitable guys.
I think this is more of an isolated incident than anything else.
I think it speaks more that Joshy wasn't invited. You're the life of the party.
Yeah, you are. You're a great culture guy.
You should have been. You were crying last night, weren't you?
No, I actually got invited to wiffle ball last night. Take some swings, take some hacks.
How'd you play?
I didn't go.
We're the ultimate. This show is the ultimate. We want to get invited to stuff, but we don't actually want to go.
We want to feel included.
Yeah, yeah, but
we include everyone on the show. Everybody. Everyone's got a voice
not
here.
Not anymore.
Got one less.